Good morning to you. What a beautiful day to tell you that God loves you, and so do we. Wow. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. One of our senators, Scott, not to get the gal's name that took Rubio's spot, but anyhow, he sends this out every year, and it's just a letter that he wanted to extend his best wishes to the family and the church, Bethel United Methodist Church. And he said, on all behalf of all Floridians, I'm proud to recognize your organization, meaning us, and dedication to Florida family and community, and I wish you all a Merry, Merry Christmas. And it's really nice. It's longer than that, but that's the drift of it. And he sends those out every year. You know, it's nice to have a public servant send along Christmas wishes. Yeah. Well, I think we're few in numbers this morning, but we're strong in spirit. And I welcome you to Bethel United Methodist Church on the week between Christmas and New Year's. We are in what we call the 12 days of Christmas. On the 12 days of Christmas, my tree. You remember all that stuff? Well, this is something to think about. Of course, Christmas was Thursday. So now we're in that period of time to Epiphany. And we think about Christmas and we think about Christ. And I think these 12 days of Christmas, I think we need to reflect on and not forget about Christ and what he has done for us, but to try to keep it at the forefront of everything that we do in life, not only a particular day. So just something to think about. We have all these traditions and the church calendars and different things like that, and they all mean something, but the center point is Jesus Christ and what he has done for us through the death, the burial, resurrection, and more importantly, his return. And sometime soon we pray that that'll happen. But in the meantime, we are in the 12 days of Christmas.